This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets in dozens of cities yesterday to demand that Congress revisit the issue of immigration. The National Mall in Washington, D.C. hosted one of the largest gatherings. Among the protesters waving American flags and blue banners that read, "We Are America," was Juan Carlos Ruiz. He's with the National Capital Immigration Coalition.
Este es un movimiento nacional.
Today we demonstrate that the immigrant community is united and that we're going to spend our money to fight and help the immigrant movement.
Yesterday's protest followed weeks of rallies and student walkouts, mostly by Latinos. Victor Otero is from El Salvador, now living in Virginia and not a U.S. citizen.
I think all politics know that sometimes we can't vote, but maybe in the future we will. Maybe not right now, undocumented people, but maybe in the future.
Organizers of yesterday's protest want lawmakers to help illegal immigrants become legal immigrants. Gustavo Torres is with the community organization Casa de Maryland.
We have 12 million of people who are undocumented. They deserve to have a legal immigration status. They deserve to have a path for U.S. citizenship. And we believe that we can accomplish that when we mobilize our community and we work together.